I heard that Hammer and Della taught you how to dance. Is that true? They're laughing, which means they tried.
There you go. There you go.
But I don't know. Maybe Chris will do a few steps for you this morning. But Chris is going to introduce them this morning, and then they're going to come and share their work in Togo. And we're very grateful to have them with us. Nobody's more grateful than me. But we're very glad to have them. And I'm going to turn it over to Chris and let her introduce our guest this morning.
And let me tell you, it's a mixed blessing because, well, there's a privilege part, which I will get to later. The bad part is that I have to deal with this and hand it to Hammer and show him what to do with it. And you know how technology and I don't always get along very well. But we'll do our best, and I know it'll work out. It is a privilege to introduce Hammer because one doesn't often get to mix groups of friends that are so far apart. And as Stuart said, I've spent the last 9 months, well, actually, the last month I've been here, but the 9 months prior to that, I spent with Hammer and Della in Togo. And the first 4 months of that were actually with them in their home. If you want to know what hospitality is, here at university, I know we have the Winsteads who are very good at hospitality, but if you want to go to Togo and witness hospitality, Hammer and Della have it down pat. And they were just gracious hosts, wonderful. They were my dear, dear friends. They were my family, my church family, my mentors. They're just a great couple who combine their love for the Lord, their love for people, their knowledge of the word, their talents, their work ethic, and they manage to mix all that together and make a great impact in the community where they live and work. And so I will shut up so you can listen to them. And Hammer, let's see if we can figure this out.
Good morning. This is one of the first congregations that I visited that I feel a little bit scary. The guys over here, I keep on bragging myself that I'm 63 years old. When I see around here, there are men who are more than me. And ladies who are more than me. And she has to humble myself. I'd like to thank you very much for allowing me here to visit and to share what we'll be doing in Togo. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this wonderful day and all that happened in this congregation, VBS camp. Thank you for all kids that give their life to Jesus Christ. King Jesus, we honor you. We continue to serve you till you come again. Be with me now as I share this, what is going on in Togo, Lord. We pray that, Lord, this will excite us to go out to win souls for you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Yeah, Togo is a small country. The population is about 8 to 9 million. And we are in one of the town or city called Vogan. Vogan, the people there are mainly farmers. And they worship voodoo, witchcrafting, and they hate to see their next door neighbor prosper from their farm. They rob grave, and they dig up bones to sell for money. And therefore, in these last days, when your favorite one dies, we don't bury them at the graveyard. Sometimes you bury them in your own room, and sometimes you bury them at the back of your house. And Miss Creek will bear testimony when my sister died, probably 3 months ago or 4 months ago. So there's a total darkness over there. And back in 1992, where we had the call to go out to Togo to serve over there, we had a great fear. I had an old missionary friend called Rick Hostetter, who used to teach in Macu, Rono Bible College. They were the first missionary that I met in Ghana, 69 to 70s. And they raised me up. They fed me primary school, middle school, through Bible college. I made a vow. I'd like to go back to my own people, to Togo. And when they left Ghana back to Elizabeth City, their one of the sons called Jeff Hostetter decided to come back in the 80s, 83. And so when he came, he decided to work in the northern part, middle part of Ghana. And so he wanted me to help him because he and I was a childhood friend. We grew up. And his senior brother, he's now called Jake, in those days called Tim Hostetter. We settling back in Togo was something, wasn't easy for us. We just got married and then set off her 2 months baby in a stomach crossing the border. As soon as we crossed the border, we have no money. All our money got finished. And then I have to sell some of the things at the border, my motorcycle ties, and to make it across. We settled in there that very next day. I said, Della, I need to go back to Ghana and find money. Well, it took me 3 days to come back. That was the first time being in Togo. And to cut all matters short is, Della and I, just a small group, going out to this country, have no friends over there, and this turned out to be a mission now. We settled in Togo, we rented a house. 3 good years I was being supported, no souls coming. In those days, I was earning about $300 a month. And so I wrote to Rick Hostetter, I don't want any more support. 3 good years. The souls are not coming. I'm not free. I'm not satisfied. I'm guilty. Why should people send me money and the souls are not coming? He said, you hang in there. The souls will come. In a week time, the first soul came was 85 years old lady, blind lady. And I baptized her, immersed her. And we started meeting in our homes. Few days later, 4 more came, and it was growing. In 2 years' time, this lady died. We give her a faithful Christian burial. After the burial, the souls were coming, baptizing, baptizing, baptizing. It was awesome, but it was challenging. During those 3 years, the souls were not coming. I used metals, car parts for weightlifting, and we bring the kids in our environment. They'll have VBS in the house. We feed these kids. We clean their wounds. And the police and the military come to my house to just work out. And I have my Bible. And some of them thought I was a spy, because our president is a dictator. His son is still ruling for 40 years now. He ruled for 20 years. His son is ruling for another 20 years. But in all that, I want to say is, going out to the mission field, you must prepare to shed tears. Prepare to shed tears. Prepare to suffer, to go through the suffering. Prepare to read your Bible daily. Prepare to spend time in prayers. Prepare to be fasting. It's not easy. It's not easy. It came to a point, I told Della, I'm going back home. Back home. Where is your home? Ghana. So I've been thinking, is this mission impossible? This reminds me in the 69, 70s, there were little shows in the TV. Cisco Kid, the High Chaparral. mission impossible. But this mission is possible. Amen. We are serving on the side of King Jesus. Therefore, the mission is possible. Amen.
Amen.
So, in our ministry, we have church planting. We baptize almost every 2 weeks. Every COVID time, we meet in homes. I have to, every Sunday on COVID time, I have to run to 4 homes. Our first is the first, and Miss Chris in our home. And the second, from there, I go to the second house, third house. Sometimes we'll be in a house and the police will come. We've gone. That's okay, you are okay. We know that you are in town. You clean our boo-boos, you clean our wounds. And they just make sure you have your mask. Respect the distance and all that. And so we have been, the Lord has really been using us a lot in Togo. I love the baptisms. This is my first time being, this is my third time being in the state. This is my holiday time for me. Miss Chris will tell you, I miss my breakfast, my lunch, and when my dinner time, then I say, eat all this, eat the breakfast and the lunch before I give you the dinner. Very busy, very busy, very busy. Because this is a time for me to spend my time well now, to preach my people so that they become Christians. If they are not saved, that's why when Jesus Christ was going to Jerusalem, he had a compassion on them. You know that there were people without shepherd. They are lost. They are uncovered. And so during the COVID time, this is how we meet in the homes. There's a baptism going. I just love teaching. I love going out, fishing, saving the lost from Jesus Christ. We have that's a big church in Vogan. We have another missionary friend who just visited. They used to work in Togo and they left back to Texas. So he visited and Miss Chris was in our house when they came. Miss Chris had a little boo-boo, so we had to fix her. So these are some of the church planting. I just love preaching Christ. I love teaching the Bible. I love going out to the villages. This is my excellent part. This is my favorite part. I clean any kind of wound. How big it is, gigantic. Worms coming out. We train these two, Della and Josephine. Josephine, anybody can be used for Jesus Christ. Don't despise anybody. Josephine was in grade 6 when she became pregnant. She decided to fall off from school. It's a disgrace for our community that when you are in a school, a student become pregnant, it's a big disgrace. And so she decided to abort this kid. So my wife said no. Della said no. We sponsor her, take care of her. She went through the grade 2nd, grade 10 pass, and she passed all her exams to the high school. She's now serving in the clinic. And it's awesome. Saving souls, treating wounds, it is like treating the heart of people with the word of God. When the wound is open, the person is sick, I like to see that wound being healed, being covered up. The same thing with the word of God. When the word of God entered, I like that word of God to transform that person, to heal that person, prepare him for heaven. Here we have a Christian school, we feed the kids. And the support that people send us has transformed these kids. This is a time that we need to catch them up. We preach to them. They have chapel devotions. They learn memory work. Miss Chris is part of this work also. She and the lad go out, teach memory work to these kids. She teach French to the kindergarten group kids also. And it's awesome. We want you to visit. Visit us and see what we are doing for the Lord. Next picture, please. Yeah, these are some of the students, the staff out there, and we there are about 275 kids all being fed three times in a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Friday, we give them good meals. When they go home, they don't even care to eat any more dinner. They tell that mommy and daddy, we are well fed in the Christian school over there. Some of them invite their parents to church. They say, I want to go to my school church. It's awesome. And during the COVID time, we distributed, bought washing bays. These are the blind. We give them to the blind. And a lot of people, there were about probably 600 or 500 people. They come to the our campus. We share all this with them. Then we go out to the villages where we have about 9 churches. We drive all day with a mask. We give each person about 5 masks. And then each village, the chief have washing bay. And then the place where they fetch water, draw water from the well, we serve them with some of this washing bay so that they can be clean. We have Compassion International. We partner with them. We have another children ministry in my village. There are about 240 kids over there also. And there are 10 women who cook for them on every Saturday. Because these kids will never come to Jesus Christ. Their parents will never come to Jesus Christ. They are designated to serve the idol till they die. And so what is the best way to open the heart door for them to serve Christ? Compassion provide food every Saturday for their breakfast and lunch. Their medications, their school fees. And so when the kids' parents saw that we care for their children, they are allowed to come and teach them the Bible, pray with them, tell them that we have a Savior who is very caring, who is so lovely. And we put in a nice restaurant for them where they clean up, and we teach them how to wash their hands before they eat, and we have a good water system for the community over there, showing Christ's love to these people. This opened the heart door for them to give their life to Jesus Christ. Next picture, please. Yeah, during COVID time, everything locked down. Starvation, food, inflation. So we were able to get some help, buy some food, go out to the villages, give to people so that when you are hungry, it's a terrible thing to be hungry. You have been hungry before. Starvation is terrible. And so we are able to buy some food and give it to the people to show that Christ cares for them, Christians care for them. We love them. And so this opened the opportunity for us to preach Christ to them. These are parents coming to the center to collect food for their parents, for their children. Unfortunately, to tell you this, women suffer a lot in our community. Some marry, they are polygamists. A man can marry up to 7 wives, have 30 children. But the man careless. All that he does is, I don't want to say it, but parents, women suffer a lot in my community. So sad. And that's not how. It is unfair to treat women like that. I cannot carry a baby. In my community, women carry a baby at the back, and the man does not do anything. The man sit there, the woman cook, bath the baby. You see, then, just women come for the food. Where are the men? But then when the food is ready, they are ready to eat it. God has given women strength. The kind of work women do, I cannot do it. I cannot carry the baby. I cannot bath the baby all the time. But I'm not, my wife taught me how to bath the baby. So I'm trying to. I've done that some years ago. But they are full of energy. They can walk to the farm, carry things on their head. You can see them carry the thing on their head, no hole in it. They are talented. Let's clap hand for the women. Mothers are great. They are great. There's few things I don't want to say. The Bible says, when I'm about to give birth, It was a period of death and life. But today, God is able to help each one of us. And so we give them another. Some of us cannot do the work of women. Yeah, we are teaching the kids how to wash hands. One aspect, the COVID is, has taught each one of us how to, especially we Africans, to clean hands, to wash our hands. That's one of the benefits we got from the COVID. Yeah. Okay. We serve food, delicious food. Are you not hungry? Yeah, it's awesome. And we have, these are some of the women that serve at the children ministry over there. And these funds have been provided for Compassion International. That is, out of the 9 churches, one of these churches have a partnership with Compassion. But not all the churches have a partnership like that. Yeah, okay. Still full. Let's go for the next one again. Yeah, food is ready. Ready. Yeah. Just feeding the hungry. This is a time for them to learn a lot. And the prison, we have a prison ministry. I go out to the prison with the Bible and teach, and clean wounds also at the prison. Our prison is terrible. Heidi out there took me to one of the prisons in Greenville, eating ice cream in a prison, air conditioning the prison. I've never heard of that. In Africa, when you come to our prison, oh, if you don't take it, you commit suicide. It's terrible. Cockroaches. I fix the plumbing, the shower got broken, no light. They call the evangelists to come. We need help. By God has been able to use me gracefully at the prison, that even when the prisoners are set free to go home, they pass by my house and say, I'm set free. I'm going home. Sometimes I give them $5 for a taxi home, get them Bible, buy them food. They sit in the village where our churches are. So anytime we have conventions, they are able to bring. We have, by the grace of God, we have a good name in Vogan area, anywhere we go. When they say, Miss Chris, they say, Mr. Hammer. Yeah, Miss Chris. God is just, if Della and I have not taken that step 30 years ago, there will be nothing. Zero ground has sent it to mission ground. I'd like to thank this church, this university, for all the people that you're supporting. I pray that move forward. Don't give up. Move forward. It is like the ant is preparing now. We never knew that COVID would come. So move forward. We don't know when Jesus Christ is going to come again. Move forward and give as the Lord provides for you, that we will get the work done for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. These beautiful ones are soon going to grow up. We will not turn back to the idol worshiping again. Their parents are worshiping voodoo. And some of these little ones have been sold into slavery, satanic slavery. We have to redeem them. 3 years ago, we spent about $2,500 to redeem 7 children. Their parents have devoted these kids to the idols. And they have taken Nazarene vow. Their hair become rasta. No clothes on. They put a piece of cloth, white. And they walk barefooted. When they go to school, their friends laugh at them. So we have to do something. All that the feeding spirits need is the goats, the rice, the beans, the red oil, and then some money. And I raised that money, $2,500, to redeem these kids from the hands of satanic voodoo worshiping. And now they're coming to Jesus Christ. They're coming to church, Sunday school, and they'll grow up and not go back to worship Satan again. Amen. beautiful kids. We should never neglect them. They will grow up soon. We will be old. They need to take the mantle and go forward for Jesus Christ. We have the Baptist mission. There are kind of some Baptists that would like to help anyhow. They are not there to help only their Baptist people. They are in Greenville here. They brought clothes for this center so that we can give it out to children that need it. So if you have gloves, rubs, medicines, like triple painkillers, you can put them together so that we can use them in a clinic. Amen. Yeah, we got them a book so that they can be reading home. When they go home, their little Bible, we bought them, and story books, and they take it home so that they can read, and they are even able to teach their parent how to pray before they eat and how to wash hands. And we just have a great ministry going on. Not only that, their parents became our friends. Their parents becomes our friends, so we can easily talk to them. And they saw, these are one of the books, say, Ma Bible pour, Miss Chris is there, she can translate that. Yeah, this is a time for us when we have a 50-50. Compassion International will say, Hama, you need to do this before we can do our other parts. So for us to come to partnership with them, we need to provide a kitchen, bathrooms, and the classrooms. And so these kids, when we're digging up for the toilet, the bath, where the water will grow, these kids also are helping. So great, awesome for them to do that. They are able, now we get them a good drinking water. It is by God's grace that the message has gone to them. And they are growing up with them. They are going to be little lions, or in the future, they are going to fill in our shoes when we are gone. Amen. Yeah, this is now Miss Chris section now with the kids. It's her favorite children. You dare not touch them. And still, this is our the preschool that we just started. We now have a nice room for them, a nice rest room for them, and they brag about it when they go home. He say, Mommy, in our school, we have a good restrooms, and the pipe, we thought when we put in the pipe, they're going to destroy them. No, these kids are very intelligent. They handle the water well, and Miss Crew can testify. And so we are very much appreciative for these preschool kids, and they are learning very fast. Yeah, they love being together. And my challenge is, in one of our village church, the women there are a lot, but the men are few. They hate Christ. And so I'll be praying, Lord, what can I use to draw them for Jesus Christ? I knew that they love soccer, so I had a friend in Virginia, Warrington. He said he sent me $500. I bought this clothes, 3 sets of it, football, and then medical equipment. So it's going to be my challenge. That God, I've told God I'm going to use one Sunday to be with them every Sunday, to go with them to the soccer field when they're playing match. I pray with them that let Jesus Christ be your guide. Trust Jesus Christ to give you victory. Or if when you lose the team, when you lose any game, we give glory to God. When we win, we give glory to God. Like a friend told me, I've got a prayer, answer God. I've got a prayer, answer God. I've got a prayer, answer God. He's going to answer every prayer. He lift me up when I'm down. He give me smile when I frown. So when we go to the battlefield, when we go to the match, when we lose, we'll still put on a smiling face because we are Jesus in us. Amen. So it's my challenge to win the men. This is the first time they meeting in the church room, a meeting place. They are very happy to have a soccer ball. I'm going to use this means to win them for Jesus Christ. These are some of the men that are four solid men that go out with me to the village to preach. Yeah. This is Matthias doing a great job. He is awesome. But he's not married to all those women over there. Matthias is awesome. He teaches well and he's a great encourager. Let's keep on praying for him that he gets married quickly. Yeah. I'm very, very grateful for the time you're giving to us. Heidi being with us here. She has been to Togo before. And I'd like to thank the elders of this congregation, the committee, the mission board, that you're giving me a chance to share this with you. We would like you to be praying that this mission will keep on going. For the last 6 months, we have been having money problem, and even I've sold one of my van that I used to take old ladies and then some of the patients that come to church. After church, I take some of them in my van, and Miss Chris takes some. Karen also takes some. And due to this lockdown, we have been having so many problems. Everything is down. The whole world is a global issue. But let us prepare like the ant. We don't know when another one is going to hit us again. No matter whatever hit us, we are going to go forward all the way. We'll never give. Why should I quit? So the whole question is, what am I doing for Jesus Christ? What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Christ in you, Christ in me, hope of glory. Let's hold on to the mantle and finish our work. So when Jesus Christ comes, glory and honor will be given to him, and we'll have a nice place. No more sorrow. In our language, we keep on singing. No more sorrow when we go to heaven. No more sorrow when we go to heaven. No more crying when we go to heaven. No more crying when we go to heaven. No more dying when we go to heaven. No more dying when we go to heaven. No more cancer when we go to heaven. No more cancer when we go to heaven. No more hunger when we go to heaven. No more hunger when we go to heaven. Amen. Amen. Our challenges are our funds are down probably 50%. Church planted, we need three motorcycles. And one will be for the clinic. Two will be for men that will be going out to the villages. Then we need support for feeding for the school. And then we need so many funds. I pray that whatever the Lord has taught you to do for Togo Christian Mission, do it for his glory. Bella and I are prepared. Miss Chris also prepared. We want to serve till Christ comes, no matter what happened to us. If I want to tell you stories, things that happened to us in Togo, now, tears of joy. 5 men have taken a vow to kill me. I told him this. You want to kill me? He said, I want to name you. I don't want to give you the names of those 5 men. I said, no, I don't need to know their name. And he was the man telling me was one of them. When he left the house, 3 days, he never came to the house. He's dead. The last one sent her daughter to call me so that I can help him up. The first day the daughter came, I didn't go. The second I did go. The third day, I did well. When I went, he was suffering on the bed. All the back rotten. So sad. So sad. And I was able to cut that piece of meat back there. Smeared triple antibiotic all over. Bandage back there. Then call a doctor to give some antibiotic shots. He wants to tell me the secret. I said, it's okay. He also wants to tell me something. I said, no. That guy has walked towards me and said, you will go crazy in this town. Less than 2 weeks, something was happening to me. I was uncomfortable. I wake up midnight, 1 o'clock, knocking doors to door. Did you call me? Greg, did you call me? Jeff, did you call me? Like I was mental retarded. Then I had to lock me in the room. And my challenge, my little advice is, when we are going to send missionary out to new field, let us not send Della and Hammer. Let us send them in four. 2 men, 2 ladies. So that when one is down, the other one can lift him up. I've learned great lessons. Never play joke with Satan. He's alive. Ephesians says, put on the whole armor of God. We are not fighting flesh and blood. He's out there. But this is our time. Let's take a strong foothold and fight him. He can do nothing. He's a toothless dog. May the Lord continue to bless you and go on giving towards missions. Thank you for inviting me. Amen. Dark Jesus care, when my way is dark, till the place for mirth and song. When my sad heart ache, till it nearly breaks, does he care enough to be here? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long, the dreary, I know my Savior. Jesus Christ cares for you, he cares for me. He cares for the lost souls, let us care. Amen. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the elders, the mission board, leaders of this institution, Lord, who have invited us to share. I pray that, Lord, what have I shared, Lord, will encourage some of them also to go to the mission field. I pray that they will not give up in giving. Bless them. Heal them. Encourage them, Lord. Empower them. Thank you for me getting to know them. Thank you for they getting to know us. We pray that we will all labor till Jesus Christ come again. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.